This episode is dedicated to all the beautiful people out there, including Noemi, who is gracefully aging. So grab your favorite drink and get comfortable.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Noemi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I was going to say tired, but I think I said tired. That.
You said that when you came here.
I think I said that last time. I need to start like claiming not being tired.
I was really tired this week. So I get you. I was exhausted. Friday night, I couldn't get in bed fast enough. I was so tired. Well, because I was off for a little bit because I went home.
Right.
And so I was off my routine of working out. One, because my hair was straight again, so I didn't want to get out.
Here we go.
But also because I don't have a membership to any pool back home, I didn't want to pay like the fee a day that's the one closest to my parents, which is really nice, but it's like $16 a day or the monthly fee. So I was like,
okay, that's like three Starbucks.
That's all ridiculous. So, because okay. Starbucks is already ridiculous. So anyways, this week I had to go back full force into my swimming and lifting weights because I am on a mission to have some more muscles by the end of February.
I wish I could say the same.
But I was so tired by the end of the week. My body was like screaming at me and I could hardly even sit down and go to the bathroom because my legs hurt so bad.
Oh, wow.
I'm working out. Anyways, so I feel you on tired. Yeah.
Well, my tire is different. I think it's just, I just been on go and
yeah.
I don't know, maybe my hormones are not well. It's, you know, again, I go to bed pretty early. I'm up early. I'm actually up at 4:30, but I think because I have not slept like consistently well at night, it's catching up to me. It takes me a really long time to get back.
Well, it does matter. If you're not getting good sleep, man, especially as we get older, which is part of this, which is what our subject is going to be today, how we're dealing with that. Because you just had a big birthday.
I did. I turned the big 50.
You did, which you don't look it at all.
I don't. I'm not being like, just, you know, anybody that's listening to this can, you know, go to our page. But I don't look 50. I think it's because I grew up thinking like 50s, you're supposed to look a certain way.
Well, I think our, like, not so much our parents, because my mom didn't look 50 when she was 50 either. But I think our generation of our grandparents, well, for me anyways,
right.
I thought my grandma was the same, both my grandmas actually, I thought they were the same age all the time. Like,
really?
Like they never were, they were always 50. They've always been 50. Okay. They'll always be 50. And 50 was like what they looked like, especially like my grandma on my dad's side.
Yeah.
She always had like the gray hair with the curls done. Like she went to the shop to get the curls and it just got done. I don't know if she went every week or whatever, but that was just like that 50 week, that 50 look for that generation. Right.
50 now just looks totally different.
It does.
And I think because more women are into being fit, you know, being into their health. You know, now you have the lashes, you have the nails, you know, you have the Botox, you have the fillers, and it's just this lifestyle. I think that it's different now than before. But I do have to tell you, you know, emotionally, it's, I'm still trying to recuperate in understanding what it means that I am like half of 100.
Yes. That you did say that.
Yeah. And I know we went away. Thank you. You know, all my closest friends, we went to Jamaica to celebrate my 50th.
And so much fun.
It was. And for the people that follow us, they know that we have a very close group of friends. You know, all the husbands are close, all the wives are close, and all, you know, close friends and the children. And one of our close friends, Andrea, I don't know. You know, sometimes when people ask you, like, how you doing?
Yes.
And it's so random, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm doing great or whatever. Yeah. But she sort of asked me, I don't remember exactly what with the words, but it was a question, like, it really made me think about turning 50. And for the first time, I, like, voiced what was in my head.
Yes.
Like, turning 50 for me feels like it's a countdown. Just a countdown anything. To life. Anything, right? Because you're sort of thinking now, for me, when I was younger, or even in my 40s, it's like, you're excited, right? Like, your kids, you're like, oh, they're going to go to college. You know, you still have a young one at home. And then 50, and I don't think I'm expressing myself properly. I'm trying to get my feelings out. Like, 50 for me seems like time. This is a sense of urgency in time. Like, I must accomplish certain things. Like, it's a countdown to you know, one of my daughters is already in college. The other one will be in college, got willing in 2 years. And then it's just sort of like I'm going into a different phase where I'm probably going to be grandma in a couple, I mean, more than 5 years. Both are going, one med school, the other one is going to law school, got willing. So, but it's just, it really feels like a countdown. A countdown to what? I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. So you need to, but it's just a feeling you're having.
It's just about a feeling. That. It's just like, you know, I don't see life like, in the sense of like, I have this excitement about the next big thing.
Yeah.
It's more about urgency of what really matters, like the impact and the legacy building. It's just, it's a different way of, I wake up in the morning differently. You know, my goals, my focus are different. So I think when I say countdown is sort of, now I'm in that stage of my life where doing what matters, doing meaningful things, doing impactful things, and sort of working on the legacy, because I do think of the end time, right? Like, I'm not thinking like I'm going to college, right? Because when you're in your 20s, you're like excited about going to college, you're excited about getting married, you're excited about having your first child. Now that I'm 50, I'm like, what is there to be excited about that is more meaningful than what I already lived?
Yeah.
I don't know if that
That makes sense. I mean, I guess too, do you think it's something to do with the fact that you're looking at it like, what are my next goals for this? Because you always have, I think going up to 50, right? And we go, man, it's awesome that we made it to 50, because a lot of people, I'm not there yet, but I'm very close, but it's awesome that you've made it to 50, because there's a lot of people that have not, right?
Right.
But also too, there's so many phases of like, okay, we're in our 20s and we're figuring hopefully figuring out who we are, maybe meeting the person that we're going to spend the rest of our lives with or not, making friends for whatever, building a career, starting to figure out what we want
to
do,
build a
career. Yeah, there's a lot of to do. Then 30, it's like, oh man, I'm really a full adult. And then 40, you're like, oh, I'm really settled in this. And now 50, it sounds like you're like, oh, okay. So now next phase is I'm still raising my children in a way, but they're on their way to be adults themselves fully. Right. So now what's my next thing to check off? Cause you have a career.
Right. Like you you check off all the boxes. You check off, you know, buying your first home.
Yeah.
You know, getting married, having children, completing your career, you know, being successful, whatever that means for you. You know, accomplishing those big goals that you sort of set out. So, you know, the question is, okay, I'm 50 now. So moving forward, what is my goal? What's my vision? What's my mission?
Yes.
And for me, it's really grounded in, you know, my identity, in my faith. So for me, it's more of being impactful and just creating, you know, the legacy and sort of coming into accepting and celebrating the woman that I've become. Not so much in my faith, but also just as a person, as a human, the lessons that I've learned. And now it's kind of like I'm taking a backseat and looking at life through this lens of, wow, I accomplished all of this. Mm-hmm. What's the meaning of that? And now let me refocus what's important to me, and I'm going to go after that. So even the way I'm running my business is very different.
Like what's important to you in your next phase of your next 50 years, hopefully, right?
And this, and again, I don't want to be misunderstood in the sense, you know, I still have the energy. I still have the drive. I want to increase my revenue. I want to grow my business. I want to be healthier. I want to have a better marriage. I want to be a better mother. Like all those things. It's not about, you know, the momentum. It's not about not having that momentum or not having a goal, not having a dream. It's just that there's a different pace.
So with you saying that, I think, is it a little bit that we are, I think up until this point for you, maybe you have been on this fast pace to be like, I got to do this. 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 I've done all this. I've done all this now. That's where you're at. And then also now this part being like, okay, so what do I really want to do?
Well,
not really want to do, because you're doing everything. You're who you are, what you want to be. But like, what do I really want to put in? Where do I really want to put this energy? It doesn't have to be so urgent anymore, but it definitely has to be something that is fulfilling, right?
Right.
And that you care about.
Yes.
Or build on what you've already done. Right.
In a degree, yes.
Okay.
Because it's, even though I was on go, 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 I think the drive behind it was differently. It was led by a desire of what the world says or what I thought was important because I'm working on these goals, right? Because I'm working towards being this woman.
Yes.
So now, even though I may be on that same trail, the walk is different because I see it differently. I slow down and I enjoy it differently. My focus is different. I'm going the same direction and I'm going after the same goals, but it just has a different feeling to it and a different path.
Like a different energy?
A different energy.
A different energy is driving it.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's more of what's impactful about this versus, you know, what the world says I should be doing now to get there. It's more like, how does this look like for me where I am today? And does it matter?
Yeah. And do you think that, because I think I felt at 40 that I was the most settled in myself, right? And what's so crazy is in the 8 years now that I've been in my 40s, I feel like I've grown and learned so much about myself that I thought like when I turned 40, like, oh, I'm so grounded in who I am now. But I've grown so much in these last 8 years, even more than I thought I could. Actually, even more than I probably have in any 8 years before that, besides amazing. Like that's becoming a mom, besides becoming a wife, besides becoming fully in my career and finding what I love to do.
Right.
Those kind of growths, but in who I am as a human, who I want to be as a human.
Right.
I thought like, oh man, 40, like 30, I was like, 30 is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And then I was like 40, oh, I'm really grounded in myself, but I didn't realize there was so much self to learn after that. Right. And that's what I still felt. So I don't know if that's maybe part of it with doing 50, like there's still more to learn, but I think we learn it in a different way. It's like almost there's almost like you say, an energy, like a grace about it.
Right.
Like,
there is a certain grace about it. And the other thing is, I had two thoughts. When you were speaking, there was one thing that I wanted to say. I wasn't conscious of time.
Yeah.
That really wraps it up. So when you say like at 40, I came into, you know, I was not conscious of time.
Okay.
Throughout my life, I'm finally conscious of time.
Okay. Okay.
And I feel that I have arrived.
Yeah.
I have arrived at the woman that I inspire to be.
Okay.
Like, when I 100%
feel that. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. And it has to do, I think, with my commitment to be in the word. Like, I was like, I'm not going to read any self-help books. I'm going to go to the Bible. And, you know, and I mentioned this out.
Yeah, you meant this before.
Yeah, when my husband was like, you need to fast for 30 days. And I'm like, what do you mean fast?
Like, stop listening to other people's opinions and form your own.
Yeah. And then he's like,
because we can get so many.
Right. And he's like, I need you to stop reading all these other books. Cause, you know, I was big into like read a book a week. And I read a lot of, you know, business, entrepreneurial books. He's like, I just want you to read the Bible. So I started with that. And he's like, just promise me. So I was like, okay. So I promised him the 30 days of the Bible reading. And then I just got obsessed. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to finish the Bible in a year. And that's when really everything took a different turn for me.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that was last year. So now, because I've learned so much today, I can tell you that I have definitely arrived at the woman that I was inspiring to be.
Okay.
Not so much in my
goals. That's a great feeling.
It's so good.
So because when you say what you said about turning 50, it made me question, or worry, like, that you weren't fully there for you.
Yes,
that there was something else. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because it sounds like that.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's why I was saying it's hard for me to
articulate it. Yeah.
The feelings. But now that we're having this conversation, when I think about what I'm trying to say, I am the fullest I've ever been as a woman, whether it is emotionally with my husband, with my daughters, even with you as a friend.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, the little things that I'm conscious, like, I'm like, this is valuable to her. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want to make sure that when I'm around her, I do X, Y, and Z, or I'm mindful of nurturing the relationship. Like, just overall that I am not self-centered. Like,
yes.
I'm so full that now I'm able to give the time and the effort to other people that come into my life, because I am an introvert. And now it's kind of spilling over in the sense of like, it's just such a good feeling.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, like, that's awesome.
Like literally, yeah. Because, and for the young women that are listening, you know, sometimes you wonder, right? Like, you know, in your emotional life with your partner or intimacy and all this stuff, there's always this, like, sometimes you're searching, right? This fulfillment, or whether it's in a career, or whether it's as a mother, as a right. daughter. And I can tell you, those days are over.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you just come to a place in your life that you're like, I understand that, whether it's the intimacy, whether it's chasing the relationship, whether it's whatever, you don't take it personal, you don't internalize it, you kind of just see it for what it is, you nurture it, you work on it, you get to a solution, you solve the problem, you move on, and you're happy.
Yeah.
And it's just everything, whether it's at work, whether it's at home. It is so weird. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's just a feeling.
Well, that's
I should
great.
Write a book on this.
No, you should probably. And I do love that. I love that you're grounded in that. I think that, because especially we've talked about before as women, I think we can go along for so long thinking like everything is okay, and then something derails us and it just throws us in like a tailspin for a while.
Yes.
So
and that happened.
Yeah, it does happen. So then it's good when you can come back, because most days we remember this too shall pass, this too right, shall this pass, too right? Shall pass. But then there's those certain days that you're like, this too shall hasn't passed. I'm going to go run away.
I think there was something, you're my best friend, so obviously, yeah. But there was something I shared with you right before going to Jamaica, and I can't say what it is, because it was very personal.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I'm just like, oh, it's going to be the same, and I'm just like, you know, this yeah. thing, and you're like, okay, because, you know, you didn't want to put in your 2 cents, which rightly so, right?
Okay. Like,
you're just listening to me. And then now I look back and I'm like, that, like, I handle that so well. And I know you don't remember, but, you know, it's just the little things that sometimes was like taking space in my head.
Yeah.
They don't anymore.
Well, that's good, because a lot of little things take space in my head.
Don't worry, girl. You will arrive.
We will arrive. Okay. So going into talking about getting older, unfortunately, with that does come like, a lot of people, like I recently
passing
have somebody,
yeah,
passing away. And for me, a lot of people around me are recently sick and battling sickness that unfortunately comes with us getting older too. And my friend and I were just discussing this when I was back home. And it was like, you know, we have to be so thankful that we can get to these ages, right?
Right.
But also with those, the thing that is in the forefront for most of us is like, with age comes the possibility for this and the possibility for that. And so, but it's also, you know, we always try to come back to, which, you know, it's the best way for us to be, hopefully, is the fact that we make it to whatever point.
Right.
But also there's like the quality of life that we make it to that point with that really matters, right? So I think that's something that is scary to me to think about when you're thinking, like, especially when you said how you said it, like, I'm 50 and now I'm counting down.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because that's some of the thing, that's some of the dark thoughts as we get older, we can get stuck in. Right.
Right.
Like, oh God, but like, oh God, this is going to happen. I might get dementia, you know, whatever runs in your family. Right, I might get dementia. I might get cancer. I might get blah, blah, blah. And you know, if we get stuck in just only thinking about that, we're missing all that opportunity just to live until maybe something does happen, right? But, and it's going to suck.
Right.
Whatever way, when you hear those words, whatever those words are. And inevitably, unfortunately, and, you know, not to be a Debbie Downer on this, you know, it's like 1 out of 5 for cancer, 1 out of 5, five for this, and 1 out of, you know, so in our group, we already have a cancer survivor. Now we have 2.
Right. Well, so, 3 with the new friend that we met.
Yeah, so 3. Right, exactly. So, you know, we already got that statistic, but they're just getting smaller, right?
Right.
So I guess it's the way, like, how now that you've come to this, you know, age, when you think about that kind of stuff, how are you keeping yourself from going down the dark path of, like, I know you have your faith.
Right.
Right.
Well, two ways. One is the faith, yeah. because it is the fuel that sort of leads me every day. But number two is you don't have a choice but to live in the moment.
Right.
And I think before you hit this, and not everyone obviously is going to feel like me, so this is, you know, personalized to me. But before you get to that, you know.
But it's good to hear for people to who may be thinking about this. How right. all the only reason we do this is to share our stories and our right. experiences and our, you know, sometimes opinions and whatever, because it's only what we know. And right. hopefully it will help some person maybe see something a way that they haven't seen it. And right. vice versa, people reach out to us and say to us like, hey, no, what you said was really not cool and I don't agree right. with it. Let us know. We'd like to hear that side of too, course. But that's why we're doing this. So I'm
yes,
sorry. I
yes, but. Yes. But you know, it just, it forces you to live in the moment.
Yeah.
And to really take control of your thoughts. Because before, when you're younger, you know, someone passes away and you're like, oh man, you know, this is why we should be more present. Mm-hmm. And it's a fleeting moment, right? It's very temporary because you're young.
Because life goes on.
Because life goes on. Mm-hmm. But the older you get and you're not as needed, let's say like my 20-year-old, she yes. doesn't need me as much. You know, my 15-year-old still needs me, but you know, she'll be off to college in 2 years. So the less that you're needed, the more space you have in your head to start thinking, right?
Yeah.
So now you are like, okay, so you're more conscious of time. So for me, it's just, I wake up with a mission and I am extremely intentional. It's kind of like this urgency in time. And that's the way I deal with it. Mm-hmm. Because if I start thinking, you know, oh, this and that, you can go into this rabbit hole that is just, it's uncontrollable.
It's dark, yeah.
It's dark, but it's there. So it's yeah. learning how to control your thoughts, really being grounded in something that's meaningful to you, you know, whether it's family, whether it's your faith, for me, it's my faith, and just being conscious and thankful. I think waking up and having an opportunity to see the world with a different set of lenses and being grateful for mm-hmm. what we get to do, but making it a practice, because it's easy to say, I'm going to be grateful
yeah.
or I'm going to live in the moment, but life gets busy. But when you're at my age, life is not busy.
Yeah.
So you don't have a choice. Like, it's not going to forget, but you do need to be intentional. And I think that's, for me, is practice every day, just being in that grateful moment. And like you said, just thinking about, I get to do this versus, oh, but you know, so-and-so, this might happen to a so-and-so or.
Yes. Or yourself.
Yeah,
or,
you got to take control.
I think it goes hand in hand with being a parent, right?
Right.
That so many people, so much of our time is spent of keeping our children safe or wanting to keep our children safe, right? Right? And that, you know, if as a parent, like all of a sudden you have this thing, your heart's outside your body and you're trying right. to raise this thing and protect this thing. And you could spend all your time thinking about, oh, let me put this thing in a bubble. And that's right. the only way I can protect it. And it will always live like this protected if I'm doing X, Y, and Z. But then they don't live their life or become who they're supposed to be because you've coddled them and protected them so much
and that's
from
not
living
life.
A life. And that's not a life. So the same thing, I guess, goes for us. Like, if we don't just live our lives and be grateful for the moments we do get, then we're just wasting that time.
Right.
Right? Any time you get. Because there, no matter what, you know, we've had deaths in our family where people died very young and it was unfair. It's right. completely unfair. But then we have people who have lived very old age and now are just facing certain things. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And you don't know why one or the other. It right. just is what played out.
Right.
And we don't know the end story, but if in aging...
You want to finish well.
Yeah. Yeah, believe me, I want to be fully functioning,
yeah.
you know, for a long period of time. But if I'm not, I guess, like you said, if I can just be grateful and it's, you know, I know it's not, for me, it's not always conscious every day. I really have to be like disciplined and going, especially if you get in the moments of like whatever's happening around you that is, can be negative at times, right. or even thinking about aging, right. that you have to be very present in saying, I am grateful for even these moments.
But you still, you know, like you have one, you know, your youngest is younger than mine.
Right.
So she still requires a little bit more attention than my 15-year-old.
Right, right.
So you're still a little bit busy. You still, you know, you still need it more than
right.
my 15-year-old needs me. Not to say that she doesn't need me. She does. But again, this is just, you haven't gotten to that point yet that you're like, okay, I actually have the time to just sit here and not be needed by anyone.
Right.
You know, day after day and day after day.
And that's something with getting older that some people have to reconcile with too, is the fact that you're not, yes, and feeling like, you know, like they,
that's a whole different podcast. Well, yes.
I mean, it comes with aging though, right? Yeah. Because the older, yes, we get, the less that we have people going, hey, 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 I need you, I need you, I need you.
Right.
And so you really have to find something to focus on for yourself or with your partner, right? If you have a partner, because some people don't have partners.
Right.
And they're completely happy in those lives, right? But if you have a partner and yourself, like, that's where a lot of people say, you know, obviously, like, the wife and the, you know, you get married, and I know biblical for you, you leave your family, and you and your, the husband and wife become one, or husband and husband, or wife and wife, and whatever, in my book, right? In the book I write. And so, you know, but in that, you guys become one. But sometimes, you know, as people grow together and age together, it becomes about the children. And then they forget. So then,
even because your identity is wrapped up.
Yes. And don't, yes. Faces. So going with that, as you age and you're growing in your ages, in your relationship and in your number on your birth certificate, you have to think about at the end of this, when people are gone and they're supposed to become grown-ups and they're supposed to go away and do their own thing, but still love you and see you. But how can you, you know, not get stuck sometimes in those moments of like, oh no, I do have all this time, but that's because I'm just here now. No one's here.
Well, I thought about this.
Okay.
I thought about
this. As I ramble, sorry.
Go ahead. Now, I thought about this because, you know, when I hear you speak, what is going through my head is the identity. Like, you know, what is our identity?
Yeah.
So our identity could be, I'm the wife. The identity is, you know, I'm the mom. For me, my identity really, you know, aside from laying in Christ, is this lawyer that I help people.
Yes.
And you have to be really careful, because then not only are you idolizing this, you know, you have it in a pedestal, then it can turn into, if you don't have it, you no longer have joy, you no longer have happiness, you no longer have purpose. So as I enter into this new phase, you know, one of my prayers was, God, I don't want my business, because for me, it's not being a wife, it's not being a mother. Like, my identity is not wrapped up in that. But I do find myself, because I'm so needed in my profession and by my clients, I do find part of my identity being caught up in this, you know, being an advocate, being an attorney, right?
Yes.
And I said, God, you know, I feel convicted, forgive me for this, and show me, you know, where am I like not aligned, right? Am I making this part of my identity? And the reason I started
too
much of my identity, correct. And the reason I started having that prayer is because I'm like, I don't want to go into this next phase that the minute that's no longer available, because clearly we all have to retire sometime.
That's a big part of getting older.
Right? If we choose to retire, right? Some people retire, they're going to something else. Some people don't retire. But if you choose to retire, like, where is my identity? So, and that's a phase that I'm sort of in right now, determining, what do I want to be doing when I'm 60, 65? I sort of have an idea. I do want to go into ministry, serving people, not ministry in a church, but just serving people that need service. But again, it's just recognizing before you get to where I am, you know, and doing that self-assessment, where is my identity caught up in?
Right. Well, a lot of it I think you need to take back that your identity is not caught up in motherhood or being a wife, because that's untrue. I think at this point where you've been focusing on growing your business and true to for so long that, like you said, you've loved work. You love what you do, you know, but you also love being a mother. You also love being a wife. It's all part of your identity. It's just, and we've had the whole podcast about this, about like what part at what different times is larger, right?
Right.
Or whatnot. So there's that. And maybe that's what you're focused on right now. But I think too, as we do get older, there is that where we do have to look at, we're going to have to retire. And a lot of people who I know have retired, they're kind of like, okay, well, what do I do now?
Right, because you
know what I mean? Like, that's part of my identity.
Right,
like,
it's what, your purpose.
Yes.
Like, what is your purpose?
I've been doing this for 50, you know, however long you've been working, right? And now I'm retired and I'm just like,
And what? That's who, right. That's what you identify right. as the most.
Yes. Especially after your kids are gone. Right. Like this thing, your kids go on, they go to college, they have, or whatever they go to do. Right. But they're supposed to hopefully be fully functioning adults out of your home.
Right. Living at a certain time. And but then we don't want them to leave.
Yeah. And living their own lives. Right. That's what we want them to be. Even though at times we're like, okay, come home. But then you're like, no, go away. But the same fact, and you want to grow with your spouse, but a big part of it is, okay, I'm a worker. Like I've worked my whole life. I have a career, and now I'm older, and I should stop my career. And
it's a balancing act.
Yeah, it is a balancing act.
But you know, you do have to sort of start thinking. I mean, for me, I'm sort of already thinking like, you know, the next phase I'm going into. And I know I mentioned this last year. I was very intentional. I said I want to take, you know, drop off Hannah at school and I want to pick her up. And my husband was going crazy. He's like, what do you mean you're leaving work at 1:30?
Right. That's what you said. Yeah.
I said, yeah. I'm going to leave work at 1:30.
Well, that's how your priority shifted, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
He's like, but you know, you should let her take the bus. And I'm like, no, I just want to be in her space.
Part of you will only have so much time with her.
Right. And let me tell you, everything works. Everything is figure outable. I think Marie Fiore, I think it's her name. I think she's the one that came up with this phrase. Her book is named, called Figure Outable. Everything's figure outable.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah, it's, I'm leaving work at 1:30. I'm picking up my kid. I'm feeding her. And whoever wants to have a consultation with me, if it's in person, they need to sacrifice and come in the morning. And if not, it's going to have to be via Zoom or via phone. And let me tell you, it's been a year and it has worked perfectly.
I love it. So now you just got to figure out what you're going to do for the next 50.
I don't know. Well, I know one thing that I can be, but
we're going to do this podcast for 50 more years. We're going to be old, but hopefully like sitting on a beach somewhere doing this from the sand, looking at the ocean. You'll hear the ocean in the background, guy.
Right.
If I can make anything happen, that's what's going to happen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. So you guys let us know
how you prepare for this.
Yeah. How you grapple with aging. And gosh, we could have a whole nother podcast on ageism, right?
Yes. But, that's a good one.
Yeah. But let's share about how we are doing with growing older, although we're all doing it gracefully and beautifully and healthy. Thank God. Amen.
Yes.
For 24 for more.
So 24 for more. Yeah. Yes.
So until then,
go
be amazing.